Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Today in Penny-Sized History, we're looking at how the provinces and territories got their names. We know the names of the provinces and territories of Canada, and we can likely even spell them, with the possible exception of Saskatchewan. I thought an interesting episode to do, then, would be to look at the names of our provinces and territories and learn how they earned those names. So let's begin. British Columbia. One of the easiest name origins in Canada is that of British Columbia. The name was chosen by Queen Victoria when the colony of British Columbia was created in 1858. The name came from the Columbia District, which was the name the British gave to the territory drained by the Columbia River. As for why British became part of the name, Queen Victoria chose it to distinguish from the British sector of the Columbia District of the United States in the Oregon Territory. Alberta. This prairie province received its name in honor of Princess Louise Caroline Alberta, the fourth daughter of Queen Victoria. She was the wife of John Campbell, the Governor General of Canada from 1878 to 1883. Lake Louise in Alberta is also named in honor of her. Saskatchewan. The name of this rectangular province comes from the Saskatchewan River. The river was originally named Kishtokiwin by the First Nations people and was identified as such on a Hudson's Bay Company map from 1760. The name eventually morphed into Saskatchewan. Manitoba. The name, as is common in the prairies, comes from the First Nations. In this case, it comes from the Cree, Assiniboine, and the Ojibwe. In Cree, the name is Manitowapau, while in Ojibwe, it is Manaduba. In both cases, it means the Strait of Manitou, the Great Spirit. The Assiniboine people also use the name Manitoba for the area, meaning Lake of the Prairie. Ontario. The largest province in Canada and home to the capital gets its name from Lake Ontario. The lake's name comes from the Huron word meaning Great Lake, but it could also come from the Iroquois people and their word Scandinario, which means beautiful water. Quebec. The name for this historic and diverse province also comes from the First Nations people. The Algonquin word, Quebec, means where the river narrows, which refers to the area around Quebec City where the St. Lawrence River narrows to a small gap. New Brunswick. The colony, after it was taken over by the English and the Acadians forced out of the Maritimes, was split up and New Brunswick was born. It received its name in honor of King George III, who was the Prince Elector of Brunswick-Lüneburg in Germany. Nova Scotia. The name for Nova Scotia means New Scotland in Latin. The province was named in 1621 in a royal charter granted to Sir William Alexander so he could settle the lands of Nova Scotia, as well as various other parts of the Maritimes. Prince Edward Island. In 1798, the colony of Prince Edward Island was named for Prince Edward, the Duke of Kent and the fourth son of King George III and father of Queen Victoria. Prince Edward is often referred to as the father of the Canadian crown, and several landmarks have been named for him. Newfoundland and Labrador. When the Vikings arrived in 1000 AD, they called the area Vinland, but it was officially named Newfoundland by King Henry VII in reference to the land explored by Jean Cabot. As for Labrador, that name comes in honor of the Portuguese navigator João Fernandes Lavrador. Nunavut. In the language of the Inuit of the area, the name means our land. Northwest Territories. The name for this massive expanse of Canada comes from the British government during the colonial era to indicate where the area lay in relation to Rupert's Land, which covered much of Canada's west for the several centuries. Yukon. The name for this territory comes from the Yukon River, which is the longest river in the territory. The river gets its name from the contraction of an Inuit phrase which means white water river and refers to the pale color of the glacial runoff of the river. I do apologize for any mispronunciations I have made during this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please leave a like and review. You can email me at crwbaird@gmail.com, find me on Twitter at craigbaird, or visit my website where there are hundreds of history articles that I've written over the years. You can find that at CanadaX, that's ehx.blogspot.ca. Please consider supporting the podcast through Patreon at patreon.com/BAIRDO. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again next time.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.